Hello, group leaders, Pastor Kevin and Pastor Vince with you for our 14th group leader podcast. Today, we're going to talk about being the group shepherd and what that means. And so we've invited staff member Stephanie Panetta, who is probably the greatest shepherd any of us have seen over the last several years because of her love for people and the way she just engages everyone. So we're going to do that. Steph, introduce yourself and tell us who you are.
Hello, like Pastor Kevin said, I am Stephanie Panetta. My role here at Grace is the guest services coordinator. So I oversee all the volunteers and anything that has to do with guests, the cafe, the parking lot team, seating team, and first impressions team. And then, of course, all the guests in the main, just greeting them, seeing them on the weekends and during services. And I'm also a lay counselor here on staff.
Awesome. Yeah, we're excited to have Stephanie with us this morning. Steph, you love people. It's evident in everything that you do, and you love people well, and you try to shepherd them well. So I would love to know, why is shepherding important?
Well, first of all, everyone has something in their life. Things that either they have hidden, that they haven't shared, that's going on in their current situation, or just in their past. Everyone has something. And so often people think that they're the only ones going through something. Mm-hmm. So it's just so important to see people. And also the bottom line is that people just really matter.
Yeah, that's so good. How do you go about it?
Well, number one is when I ask someone how they're doing, I actually look at them. I don't just listen to what they're saying, but I hear them and I follow up. I ask questions and just really see the person.
So Steph, you do see a lot of people, like hundreds of people, mm-hmm. every Thursday, every Sunday, and then beyond, right through the week as well. How do you remember to check on those people who you can tell have a need, or they tell you they have a need? How do you remember all that?
Well, I have what's called my brain book. A lot of people laugh about that title, but my brain can only handle so much. So I do carry a brain book. I call it my brain book. It's a little notepad. I just carry that around with me. And if someone tells me something that's happening, a date, just a struggle, a prayer request, I just make sure that I write it down and then I follow up with people. But then I also have a daily list on my computer that I put things down to check in on someone if they gave me a specific date or a date of whatever is important for them. I just try to write it down and put it in front of me, so I'm checking it every day.
Steph, you get told a ton of stuff about people, right? They mm-hmm. share with you. Mm-hmm. They feel comfortable with you. They tell you about their hurts. They tell you about upcoming surgeries or health concerns or a family member struggle. What do you do when their issue exceeds your ability to fix or help or care for?
Well, I certainly pray. That's mm-hmm. always important. And before I ever meet with anyone or talk to someone, I'm praying for them. But if I cannot help them, I go to a pastor on staff, talk to them. We have our referred counselor list that I will refer them to, but mainly just get them help, see what avenue we need to go to, and then send them in the right direction and continue to check up on them.
That's good. Yeah, Steph, just like Kevin was saying, you know, you care for a lot of people all the time and everything that you do. And so sometimes that can be hard conversations, you know, you hear some hard things, you know, and you also get to share in just some ways that the Lord's moving in and through people's lives. And I would just love to know, what's been your greatest joy when it comes to caring for people?
Well, I know this is pertaining to groups, but we are a big church. We tell people to get involved in group life so the church seems smaller to them, so they have community. So it's just having people be seen, that they know that they're cared for, that they are known by name, but just seeing transformation take place when they get the help that they need, or it's even that simple, hey, I know this was a rough day for you because this happened last year, or just keeping track of their life and seeing them as who they are, and just seeing just that little bit of spark. And or they then start doing it for people, which is letting people know that they're seen.
Yeah, that's so good. And I know that you've led a lot of groups in the past. I know currently you're leading in women's Bible study. I would love for you just to take a second to talk to group leaders around what it looks like to shepherd people. What advice would you give them?
Shepherding people is not always easy, but you have to make the decision just to do it. You don't have to be perfect at it. You have to have a certain protocol to follow. You just have to do it. You just have to care for people. We are called to do life with one another, carry one another's burdens. So you just have to do it. It's simple, but yet it can be hard. You just got to put yourself out there and just do it.
Steph, what would you say to the group leader who says, you know what, that sounds great for you, but I just don't have that in me to do it. I don't have this big care meter that you have. What can you tell them about how to make sure their people are cared for?
Again, when you are a leader, it's about putting yourself behind the other people, like being behind them, supporting them, doing life with them, seeing them and putting them first. And it's just so important to be able to do so. And also, if you don't have the capacity, or you find that maybe this one person is just a little bit more difficult situation, you find someone in your group that's able to do it. Find someone who's willing to do it, who that's just a gifting of theirs, but just make sure that you do it.
So Steph, so I know you're a big note taker. You have different things you write down. What would you say to the group leader who, you know, they just don't do that. They don't write things down, or you know, when the prayer request time comes at the end of a group time, what would you say, you know, to them or to anyone in that group about, you know, prayer requests? Because sometimes those hurts and things, they don't come through a prayer request. People aren't always willing to share. What would you say to try to flesh that out and get to the hurt if it's not immediately seen?
I would say if you're not comfortable doing it in a group setting, or you don't have someone who's willing to do it, take the time to text your people once a week, once every other week. Check in on them. If you see them at church, like really look at them and ask them, how are you doing? Most people are ready for an answer of, oh, I'm fine. But be willing to listen and look at them and see if they really are fine. And then just kind of go the extra step and then checking in on them.
Thanks, Steph. You know, there's a counselor friend that I have befriended, and he tells me that the human greatest need is to love and be loved.
Absolutely.
And yes, we're trying to teach people scripture. Yes, we're trying to move them closer to their faith journey with Christ. But in the midst of that, we're trying to love them and make sure they know they're loved, right?
Absolutely.
So I guess what I would say to group leaders as the action step out of this podcast is find someone in your group, if it's not you, to be the shepherd, to be the caring person, to be the one paying attention to people's hurts and hang-ups and life struggles, because everybody, like Steph said in the front end, everybody has them. So let's make sure we pay attention to those. Thank you all. God bless.